This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأزكى التسليم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to our class of Aqidah. Today, inshallah, we will discuss the types of shirk that are mentioned in the Quran. We earlier discussed the forms of shirk, the types of shirk that people committed, how shirk started on earth. And now we will take a look at the types of shirk that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran and how the Quran refuted these types one by one. First, we need to know how many types do we have in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the people who committed shirk. If we try to analyze, we will find several types, mainly six types. The first type, if someone claimed that he is creator. And we have this example in the Quran. Fir'aun and An-Namrud, both of them, they claim to be gods. So this is the first type. Then we have the people who said there is no God at all, the atheists. And we have this type in our life nowadays. So this is another type, denying the God. The third type, when people say there are two gods, whether two equal gods or one God and another God, a second God. So this is a third type. Or we have demigods, semi-gods, and we have the supreme God. So there is more than one God, but they are not equal. There is the main God, the supreme God, and there are other gods. Now, all these types are mentioned in the Quran. And then we have the people who took some gods or some creatures as gods as means to reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the one God. So these are the types that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. We will take them one by one. The first one, the first type, the people who claim there is no creator. Now the purpose behind mentioning these types is to give you the ability, if someone nowadays asked you or had this exact suspicion, how can you answer him? What do you tell? So please be with me. Someone came to you and he started arguing that there is no God. There is no God. You will ask him, who created you? So what do you tell him? We need to learn how the Quran dealt with those people, because the Quran is the book of guidance. We learn from the Quran. So this type of people, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about them? Or where can we find this in the Quran? Where did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention, where did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention this type of people? Those who denied a creator. Can you think of any ayah? Allah says in the Quran, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. This is in Surah 52. Ayah 35. And every ayah I mention, you have to go back to this ayah, read the translation and read the tafsir of this ayah. You all have the tafsir of Ibn Kathir at least. So go back and read the tafsir of this ayah. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Now we will talk about the first part of this ayah. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ. Were they created from nothing? Or were they created by nothing? How they were created? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded the people who denied the creator, how you were created. Our creation is an evidence that there is God. But the atheist will not agree with you. He will tell you, no, it doesn't have to be. It's not necessary that there is God. Maybe I was created by Mother Nature. So how can you answer? What do you say? As a Muslim, as one who knows that there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do you say? I'm asking you, I need answer from you. What do you say? MashaAllah, no one has any answer. Very good. That's the purpose of our studying. I don't want you just to write. I don't want you to type. I want you to understand. I want you to be able, when you go outside, inshallah, when you talk to the non-Muslims, to be able to know what to tell them. My mother nature created me. What do you say? And you hear this every now and then. They don't believe in the Quran. They don't believe in the Quran. They will not agree with you. He's atheist. He doesn't even believe in Christianity, in any other religion. You tell him no, in the Quran it's mentioned.
Then you can tell him who it is.
That's my question. How you prove it? Yes.
Everything has a creator, even like the car or the tables. Everything has a creator. So how can you say that the world came out of nothing?
Very good. That's a very strong answer. Everything has a creator. Everything. This device. This book. Were the words coming automatically and the papers compiled with the cover and then the book came automatically? Or there is someone who put this together? If I told you, people discovered car dealership on the moon. On the moon. Would you believe? Car dealership with cars on the moon. Or ice cream, restaurant. Who did it? No one. It just happened like that. We looked at the moon and we saw a car dealership with 2,000 cars with different colors. Would anyone accept this? Yes or no? No. Why? Who put the cars there? There has to be someone. So every day there are people, human beings created, and you say, this happened by Mother Nature? Without a creator? Your eyes in this place, your nose, your hands with your fingers, this happened without creator? No one would agree with that. But again, you need to be able to produce the suitable answer. Everything has a creator. So this is the first type. أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ. Were they created by nothing? Of course not. There has to be creator. Everything, the smallest thing, the pen, it has creator. The one who manufactured this pen. And the more complicated the thing you have, that means the better or the stronger creator. If you have a very nice car, very fancy, expensive car, that means they worked harder to produce this car. If there is a human being, that means there is a great creator behind the human being. Because nowadays, no one is able, all what they could do, finding out the DNA, instantiation. They cannot go behind that. They cannot say we can create human beings. It's impossible. They take cell and they can reproduce some cells. That's all what they can do. So there has to be a creator. So this is the first type. The people who denied the creator, we tell them, you yourself are lying because you admit that there is a creator for everything, for the smallest and the most trivial thing, there is a creator. The second type, those who claim that they are gods. Alhamdulillah, nowadays, we may not have, but you may come across some people who will say, we are gods. It was said before by Fir'aun and by An-Namrud. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 258, this is in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَى إِلَى الَّذِي حَاجَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ فِي رَبِّهِ أَنْ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ الْمُلْكِ إِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّيَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. Ibrahim is telling the king, my Lord, Allah, is the one who gives life and causes death. So An-Namrud said, أَنَا أُحْيِي وَأُمِيتُ. An-Namrud said, I do the same thing. Means I am God also. So what did Ibrahim say? قَالَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْتِي بِالشَّمْسِ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ. Allah brings the sun from the east. So bring it from the west. Let it rise from the west. فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. He was utterly defeated. So this is one of the ayat is talking about those who claim they are creators or they are gods. فِرْعُونَ فَقَالَ فَحَشَرَ فَنَادَى فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. This is in Surah Al-Nazi'at. فَحَشَرَ فَنَادَى فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. In the 30th juz, Fir'aun said, I am your highest lord. So what do you tell someone if he came and he said, I am God? Or I created myself. What do you tell him? Yes. Exactly. Were you able to create yourself? Can you create someone else? Just one person. One small person. Can you remove the hair without anything? Can you prevent sickness? Can you tell when you will die? Or can you cause yourself to die and then you bring it back to life? They cannot. You have two hands. Can you bring one third hand? They are liars. But again, you may come across some crazy people like that and they would tell you, we are creators. So what do you say? You have to prepare the answer. So this is another example. The people, this is another type, those who claimed to be gods. Fir'aun, he said, don't you see that the rivers are flowing underneath my feet in my palaces? And I have everything, I'm ruling everything. But that's not enough. You cannot control your life. Allah is able to take it in 1 second, in the blink of an eye. If you say you're God, protect yourself from sickness. Fly. Try to fly. So, this claim also refuted by the Quran from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we have the third type. Those who say there is more than one God. What did Allah tell them? مَتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ مِنْ وَلَدٍ وَمَا كَانَ مَعَهُ مِنْ إِلَهِ إِذَنْ لَذَهَبَ كُلُّ إِلَهٍ بِمَا خَلَقْ وَلَعَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. This is in Ayah 91 in Surah 23. Surah 23, Ayah 91. What did Allah say? No son did Allah beget, nor is there any God along with him. Now we will talk about the second part. Nor is there any God along with him. If there were many gods, listen to this, that's what the Quran is saying, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. If there were many gods, behold, each god would have taken away what he had created. And some would have lorded it over others. This is the answer from the Quran. If there were more than one god, each god will take what he have created. And some of them try to become stronger and the life will not remain the same. There will be conflict. Now, someone would come and say, no, it doesn't have to be. So how can you answer? He would tell you, actually, to have more than one God is easier, is better. Why? If it's small thing, you may say there is one God. But if it's big thing like the universe, we need two gods. So I agree that there are lots of gods. So what do you say? It is too difficult to control the entire world with one God. So there has to be more than one God. What do you say? Yes.
What if like they have an argument? What if the two gods have an argument? One wants to do this and the other wants to do that. So how do you say
what? What if they have argument? They are gods. Gods do not argue. What do you think? That's a good answer, but we need a better answer also. What do you think? Now, even the car, how it was manufactured. You have hundreds of workers and employees, and it's a car. So you tell me the entire universe has only one God?
Does God also have angels that work for God?
Good. So the angels are helping God.
Yeah.
God needs their help. Without the angels, Allah is unable to create anything. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, not that part. But he had angels,
To help him.
To work certain.
Angels help Allah because Allah needs them. That's not an answer. That proves their point. Yes, that, what do we have from the students online? By definition, very good. God needs no help. If God cannot do it by himself, if he needs help, then he cannot be God. But again, we need a direct answer. If it's too difficult, too complicated thing, then it has to have more than one God. Because we learn from the small thing, it needs lots of people. So how you tell me that the entire universe, it has only one God? That's how you answer the people if they ask you? No answers? These are the fundamentals of our religion. Again, take a look again at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. Each God will take what he created. Now let me give you an example from our life. Did you study in school? Did you go to elementary school, high school? Did you go? How many principles did you have? Four principles. And then? Main principle.
One whole principle?
Like one principle and then he had an assistant and four other principles.
How many schools you know they have more than one principal on the top? How many countries in the world do you know that they have more than one president? Even the largest countries, United States, how many people living here? More than 250 million people. How many presidents do we have? One. What about the countries with 50,000 people? They have only also one leader. Why when we have 250 million plus, we have only one president? What will happen if we have two presidents? How many companies in the world, they have more than one CEO, one chairman? Have you ever heard of a company that it has more than one director or one CEO? It will never happen. Why? Simply because they cannot manage. The plane. How many plane has more than one pilot? It's always pilot and co-pilot. First officer. Why? Even in the plane, the car. How many cars have two drivers? Have you ever been in a car where it has two drivers? One wants to go east, one wants to go west. It will never happen. Even in this, in the trivial things. So you're telling me the entire universe has more than one God? What will happen? It will never remain. It will be destroyed. Because I will say, I am the God of this, so that's my thing. And the other God will say, that's my thing. If he agreed, that means he is not God. If a God wants to defend himself and he's afraid from another God, he's not God. So we find this in our life, in every day, in anything. In the car, it has only one driver. The school has one principal. The country has one president. The same thing. The universe has only one God. It cannot have more than one God. It's impossible. Allah says in the other ayah, in Surah 21, ayah 22, لَوْ كَانَ فِيهِمَا آلِهَةٌ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَفَسَدَتَ. Had there been therein, in heavens and earth, gods besides Allah, then verily both would have been ruined. Both means the earth and the heavens. They would have been ruined. Why? Because each God will take what he created. And if a God cannot take something, he is not God. So it's important to know how the Quran dealt with those people. What are the answers provided by the Quran? How can you implement these answers in your daily life? This is a very important thing. The fourth type, now, those who denied the Creator. Those who said there is, they are themselves the creators. Those who said there is more than one creator, and now, those who say there is a creator, his main god, but there are semi-gods. لو أراد الله أن يتخذ ولدا لاصطفى مما يخلق ما يشاء. Surah 39, Ayah 4. Had Allah willed to take a son, or offspring, or children, he could have chosen whom he pleased out of those whom he created. But glory be to him. Allah did not take any children, any half-gods. Why? Why would he take? Just like the one who says, Allah took the angels or created the angels to help him. If he needs their help, he's not God. He is not God. If he needs the help of others, he is not God. So if Allah wanted to take other gods, he would have chosen whatever he liked. So there is no half God, no semi-God besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's one God, Allah. The fifth type, those who say, we don't consider them gods, but we need to ask them, because they are our route to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are our way to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What did Allah tell them? هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ إِذْ تَدْعُونَ. Those idols, you think they will help you, or they will take you to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do they hear you when you call them, when you call on them? Do they harm you or benefit you? Can they harm themselves or benefit themselves, protect themselves? What did Ibrahim do to the idols? He destroyed all of them. And he kept the axe with the biggest one. When they came and they saw that these are the gods we worship, they could not protect themselves. What type of gods are these? So that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded them. In another ayah, in Surah Al-A'raf, for those who take other human beings, like the priests or the rabbis, you want your sin to be forgiven and you go to him. You say, my sin will not be forgiven unless I take the blessings or seek the forgiveness from that man. What did Allah tell those people? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ. Verily those whom you call upon besides Allah are slaves like you. The priest himself, he cannot guarantee paradise for himself. Isa alayhi salam. You worship Isa. Isa alayhi salam himself, he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So instead of worshipping the creation, worship the Creator. Instead of turning to the people, turn to the Creator of the people. Allah told us several times in the Quran, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah asked us to call on Him, not to call on anyone else, to supplicate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyone who came and said, you know, it's better, instead of asking Allah directly, to go to someone through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know that he is committing shirk. He's rejecting the Quran. The Quran says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah commanded us to call on him directly. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. So you call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not on the creation. Because they themselves, they want forgiveness for themselves. They cannot be saved without the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the types that are mentioned in the Quran. Now, let's be more focused. Since we live in a Christian majority society, what types of shirk do the Christian do? What are the types of shirk that they committed? If we try to apply the types that we have to the Christians, how many types do we have? They say there is a Son of God. So it's like half God, or there is Supreme God and He's Son of God. What else? This is one type. So what do you answer to those who say that Isa alayhi salam is the Son of God? What do you tell them?
You could have taken anybody. Why would you take a man?
Why would... Exactly. Why would he take a man? This is one thing. The other thing, when you tell me Isa is the Son of God, is he a human being or he is God? Or he is half and half? You need to give me an answer. If he is God, because he is the Son of God, then he should not be killed. You claim that he was killed, crucified. If you say he is God, what happens to him when he eats? He needs to discharge. Do you attribute this to a God? If you say he's a human being, then he's not God. Yes. They make shirk in uluhiyyah. How? How they make shirk in uluhiyyah? Okay. Yes. One by one. Now we said some of them say he's the Son of God. Others say he is God. He himself is God. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. They truly disbelieved those who said, indeed Allah is the Messiah, the son of Mary. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Because some of them would say, Isa is God himself. He's the God. So this should be easier than the first one. If you say he's the God, then where is he? Where is he? He sacrificed himself. Why would he do that? If he's God, he's able to forgive everybody without sacrificing himself. If he is God, he was talking to whom? When he said, why you forsook me? So, you need to prepare the answers. The third type, those who believe in Trinity. They say that there is God, the Holy Spirit, and the Son of God. And also again, you tell them the same thing. Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take partners? If He is unable to do everything by Himself, then He is not God. Those people, those others, are they gods or they are human beings? Or they are half and half? They cannot give a clear answer for that. Because they don't have. It doesn't make sense. Whether you say he is God or he is a human being. Okay? So you could say there are three major types. But you need to prepare the answer for each type. Especially because we live in this society. Most of the people, that's their belief. And they were just raised to believe like that. And it's your job to enlighten them, to remind them, to show them the straight path, the correct religion. Now, we talked about the major shirk, the shirk that takes you out of the fold of Islam. And now we are moving to other forms of shirk. The first one that we will take, it's in the book, chapter 6. Chapter 6 in the book. You all have the book. Chapter 6 in the book. Page 51. Inshallah, this weekend you start reading. Because we are almost done with the first five chapters. Page 51. And we will have lots of reading, inshallah, next week as well. This is one of the types of shirk, which is tama'im. Tama'im is plural. And the single word is tamimah. Tamimah. What's the meaning of tamimah? Tamimah, something which is hanged to seek protection. Something that you hang to protect you. Did you see the horseshoe? Or the blue eye? Or some people put some strings on their wrists, or a necklace with the shell or whatever. And you ask why you're doing this, they tell you for protection. So that's the tamima. What's the correct definition in English for the tamima? Yes. Talisman. Yes. Talisman. What's the purpose of it? Why you put tamima? Talisman. For protection. You seek protection through this thing. So what do you think? Is it permissible or it's not permissible? Not permissible. Why? Exactly. You are depending on it to protect you. While who can protect you or harm you? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, they have pictures also. And you tell them, why you put this picture sometimes in their wallet? They say, for protection. So, what's the verdict? It is shirk. Okay, here's the question. What about the Quran? Someone is hanging the Quran. And you ask him, why you are wearing a necklace with the Quran? He says, for protection. What's the ruling? He should be depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if he hanged the Quran, what do you think? Yes? Quran is not shirk because you're still seeking protection from Allah. Because the Quran is what? The word of Allah. So, what do you think? Do you agree with Sister Saba? Yeah, the word of Allah. So, yes. Go ahead. The Quran is meant to be read and implemented, not to be hanged. So I want answer. Yes. Atiyah says you use it as means to seek protection. So, again, Atiyah, what do you think? Is it shirk or not shirk? Scholars have different opinions. We should seek protection from the Creator, not the Quran. That's what Shaza says. Okay, that's what we're doing. Those who hang the Quran, they say you are seeking protection from the Creator, because this is the word of the Creator. Yes. From someone. Does it have to be someone? So if I seek protection from this device, it's not someone. It is something. That means it's not shirk? Well, first of all, let's agree. If it's not from the Quran, do you agree that it is shirk? Do you agree that it is shirk? Yes? All of you? Okay, that's correct. All scholars agreed, if you seek protection through anything other than the Quran, it is shirk. But what about the Quran? Does it have the same ruling? Many of them said yes, it has the same ruling. It's the same thing. The Quran is to be read, to be implemented. It's not to be hanged for protection. But some scholars said it is permissible. وفي التمائم المعلقات إن تكو آيات مبينات فالاختلاف واقع بين السلف فبعضهم أجازها والبعض كف. Means some of them allowed it, others did not allow it. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, indeed, talismans are shirk. It is form of shirk. Now here is the question. Is it major or minor shirk? In general. Major shirk. So whoever hanged something, he is out of the fold of Islam. Yes. Means like 60% of Muslims now, they are kuffar. So their prayer, mashallah, mashallah. Yes. It's minor. So you don't agree with this falsehood? Because it can lead to major shirk. But he said major shirk. Why it is major shirk?
Because you have believed somebody else can do something.
Somebody else can do something. What if I hired someone big as a bodyguard? Why you are hiring him? To protect me. To protect me. Something dead, it's not dead. It is a horseshoe. It's not someone who lives and die. It is a horseshoe. What do you think? Is it major or minor? Again, this is to avoid this confusion, go back to the definition of major and minor. That's why we started with the definition of major and minor. We separated them. Yes. If you think the object itself is protecting you, is major. It goes back to the intention. That's good answer also. Okay, with this inshallah we'll conclude our session. And next week inshallah we'll continue. Your job is to read the book, page 51. It will clarify lots of questions you may have. And go back to the major and minor shirk. Is there any question? Is there any question about the types of shirk that are mentioned in the Quran or the tama'im, talismans?
What about people who just wear necklace and say Allah and they don't mean nothing?
They don't mean nothing, so it depends on the necklace. Can you wear necklace or not? Any other question? What was the third major shirk of the Christian? Trinity. God, Holy Spirit, Son of God. Any other question? Okay, then we will have a break, inshallah. We'll stop here. Assalamu alaikum.